I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tim, while much has been made about Proposition 1 on the ballot in New York State, there's also a proposition on the ballot for residents of Erie County to be voting on this November. Please explain what this proposition entails for anyone who might not be aware of it.
I think there might be a little misunderstanding out there with the general public. But what this is about the 0.25% temporary sales tax that's been temporary for 30 years. Right now, it requires a supermajority. And we're just looking to change it to a simple majority. We see at this time every year when this happens, there seems to be some gridlock and things of that nature, things going on behind the scenes. What we would like the people to know, this is not to raise it. If you're looking to raise this 0.25% sales tax, it would call for a supermajority. This is just to keep the tax the way that it is currently right now as it stands.
So why do you and other lawmakers in the majority support this change?
Like I said, it seems like every year when it comes time for this 0.25% to get passed, which it has for the last 30 years, it just seems like there is some gridlock and some dealing going back and forth. So we'd like to just take that out of the way and just get it done with the majority. And again, this is why we're bringing it to the voters. You know, we think it's a good idea. We'll bring it to the voters and let the voters decide. The voters decide no, then it's a no. If they decide yes, it's a yes.
So how does it work in this sense?
If it were to change, is that what you're asking?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, so if it were to change, then it would just go by a supermajority. It wouldn't, or by a majority of the votes of the legislature. There's currently 11 legislators, so it would take 6 to pass it, where now it takes 8. So we're just trying to take that gridlock out.
Lawmakers on the other side of the aisle feel this proposition is about taking away the voice of the people in their vote. What do you have to say in response to that?
They're entitled to any opinion that they have, and I respect their opinion, but I don't think that we're taking the voice away from the people. We're giving the people the choice to express their voice. That's exactly what we're doing.
On the same point, lawmakers in the minority caucus continue to be frustrated that when issues like this or other issues pertaining to what they feel is best for the taxpayers, it continuously gets introduced and without time to adequately discuss these matters, and votes want to be made almost immediately. What do you have to say about the level of communication, I guess, between both sides of the aisle when it comes to these type of issues?
Listen, on this case here, we agree to disagree. My door is always open. I have a good relationship with all members of the Republican caucus. I talk with Minority Leader Mills all the time. So my door is open. This is not that there was ample time on this. This has been out there for a while. Again, we'll just see where it is. Listen, again, we're not going to agree on everything. I find myself in the middle, always trying to work with both sides of the aisle and have open dialogue. And that's just what we're looking for.
Very good, Tim. Anything else you want to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
Just get out and vote. It's the important thing.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.